When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality, and condoning this up in the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote. And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Master, look what wonderful stones and buildings. And Jesus answered and said to him, Dost thou see all these great buildings? There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign when all of these things will begin to come to pass? And in answer, Jesus began to say to them, Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will lead many astray. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, for they must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they lead you away to be delivered up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to speak, but speak whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Ghost. And brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I see all flames, and I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up, and babies with their bones sticking out of their skins, and who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. My child, and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation, because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children, on one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money. I know this makes you affrighted, my child, that there is so little value for life. But did not I tell you many years ago that if they started to murder the unborn, they will murder the living, even the adults? They may murder the children, but then they will also murder the elderly. Oh, my child and my children, never have we seen from the beginning of time a world in such chaos. And also, I shall not speak with words that affright your heart, my child, but I wish it known that this new modern role of what they call marriage without marriage, which means living as common law, I understand, my children, shall not be tolerated in heaven. It was never the plan of the Eternal Father that man and woman shall live as animals. Fornication shall never be accepted. There is no excuse for fornication. If you cannot remain celibate, better than that, you must then be married. It is better, my child and my children, to be married than to burn in hell. I also ask that all of my children of the world review the Ten Commandments in your tabloid, my child. I wish that the Ten Commandments be printed in large letters for everyone to see. I wish that they be printed in a manner that is like the tabloids given to Moses. Remember, my child, the tabloid must have the Ten Commandments. And also remember, my children, when you break one commandment, you break them all. So better that you follow them through. And when you are ready to pass over the veil, you will not have to be gripped with fear if you cannot have a priest on hand in your last moments upon earth. You see, my child and my children, not everyone is taken from the earth with the final blessing from the priesthood. That is a special grace. Now, my child and my children, you will continue to pray the rosary and remember to wear your scapular about your neck and keep Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, that medal must also be about your neck with the St. Benedict medal.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lady tells us to be protected from all evil and misfortune and the Satanist, we should wear the following sacramentals around our neck: the rosary, a crucifix, the St. Benedict medal, Our Lady of the Roses medal, the miraculous medal, and the scapular. We have all of these sacramentals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. This packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 in shipping and handling, and it can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today I have the story of Elsie Briggs, and her conversion was submitted to the Boston Pilot. It reads, "There is nothing brilliant or scholarly that attracted me to the Roman Catholic Church. What attracted me to Catholicism was love. It all goes back about 10 years ago, when beaten and disillusioned, I crept into the rear of a mission church in Roxbury to rest. I didn't go in because I was attracted to the church or because I sought spiritual refreshment. It was only a place to sit down and get off my feet and find, if possible, a few moments of forgetfulness. How long I sat there, I don't know, but I suddenly became aware of something living. There was an actual presence all around, and it seemed to emanate from the altar. It was pleasing and restful to feel, And without realizing that I was what I was doing, I moved up front until I was sitting in the first pew. The weariness and strain all fell away, and a great sense of peace and love came over me, combined with an intense desire to sleep. And right here and now, I want to explain that at that time, I knew absolutely nothing about Catholic teachings. No one ever told me of the host or of the ever-present living God on the altar. For the first time, I learned how wrong the average Protestant is in his supposed knowledge of the Catholic faith. There certainly is nothing more ignorant than 9 Protestants out of 10 when it comes to the teachings of the Church of Rome. All of the old wives' tales, all of the lies I had heard from childhood about Catholics were exposed by the true light of the truth. What a pity that there should be such ignorance of God's truth, and how many Protestants such as I was then would gladly and eagerly accept the Church and her teachings if they only knew the truth that sets one free. The saints were fully aware of that Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament is a reality, that in the Most Blessed Sacrament his heart is living, beating, waiting to refresh us with his graces. These Last Days is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the end time prophecies, all of the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recording of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much more. The internet address is www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix from her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her right, our left side, and making the sign of the cross with her crucifix in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her left, our right, and she's moving slowly across the sky now. Now she is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you in the Son and the Holy Ghost. Remember, my children, the Trinity. Always try to understand the power of God in the Trinity. Now, my child, you will take 3 photographs. 1 you may speak of, but 2 you cannot at this time. I will remain here because my son will soon be down to speak with you, my child and my children. All about the trees now, there is a beautiful color of pink. It's a very pale pink, and it's cascading also upward, high into the sky. They're like ribbons, almost around. They remind me of when I was a child, and I went to a maypole one time dance for the month of May and the Blessed Mother, and they had a maypole dance with all streamers coming from the top and leading down. Well, this is what it reminds me of, though it's not paper. It's a supernatural light, a beautiful pink light.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your wonderful listeners again. Now, I have a testimony here from New York, and it reads as follows. To Our Lady's workers, my husband had broken two bones in his right arm and was told if he didn't heal after different methods, he would have to have surgery by taking some bones from his back to place in his arm. To make a long story short, one evening I placed the rose petal on his arm from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, and I prayed to our Blessed Mother and God for him to be healed. When we went back to the doctor said the arm did not need surgery and it has improved. And he thought, even though he told us at the start he would need surgery. I thank Our Lady of the Roses for answering our prayers through the Blessed Rose Petal, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party is from Massachusetts, to Our Lady's workers. I would like to give you my testimony on how Our Lady of the Roses has touched my life and that of my family. I am the mother of 7 children, and although I sent the kids to Mass and CCD classes, I have lapsed in my own faith because of troubles in my family. My husband had a serious alcoholic problem, and we were beset with financial problems. I was at my wit's end until I heard about Bayside through my brother, who had been away from the church for many years, but he had gone back to church through Bayside. One night, I talked with my husband to attend a slide presentation on Bayside. We were both inspired. I just believed at once. My husband was more cautious and wanted to make sure I wasn't getting into anything not of God. So we both started wearing the brown scapular of Mount Carmel, and soon after I got back to Mass and to the sacraments and started saying the daily rosary to Our Lady of the Roses. Even though my husband was wearing the scapulars, my husband didn't stop drinking. It got worse. He fought me tooth and nail about religion. I was at my wit's end. I was so happy to be back in my faith and so unhappy that I couldn't share it with my husband. I kept saying the rosary for him and put a rose petal and medals of Our Lady of the Roses under the mattress on his side of the bed. Well, to make a long story short, my husband has been cured of alcoholism. He has embraced the Catholic faith again. He just finished making the 5 first Saturdays. He goes to Mass and the sacraments, has helped many of our friends get back to God and the church. He is a great father and a wonderful example to our children and to all who know him. What love for the Mother of God can do, namely bring you directly to Jesus. We also say the rosary together almost daily, and he made a vigil to the Bayside last year, and his rosary beads turned from silver to gold. He is an example and tells everyone of Our Lady's love to all he meets. Our financial problems are coming around, and I can't tell you how happy I am that Jesus and Mary have touched our home so, and it's all because of thanks to Bayside. Number one, my husband got back to Mass and the sacraments. Number two, my husband was cured of alcoholism. Number three, my husband's rosary changed to gold. Number four, my brother and 3 sisters got back to Mass and the sacraments. Number five, also many of our friends have returned to the sacraments and to church. I want to thanks to Bayside with all my heart and soul. I thank you, Blessed Mother, for for leading me and my family straight into the arms of Jesus. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us spread Our Lady of the Rose's prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Rose's medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.